salvation. Jesus is salvation. Now, this morning, I want to look at Isaiah 45. Isaiah chapter number 45. And we're going to start at around about verse number 18. Isaiah 45 and start at 18. Now, last week, we dealt with chapter 43, I think. But this week, I want to deal a little bit with chapter number 45. As we said on last week, many people are claiming to be saved. It's a phrase you hear everybody say it. They think when they go to church or join a church that that automatically saves them. And they try, nobody but the enemy tries to weaken that statement making it just a verbal expression. But when you say you're saved, that means you've been delivered. You think about somebody that is in a burning house, and they get out of that house right before the house collapses. And they say, well, what happened to you? They just glad that they got saved. In other words, that they glad that their life was spared. Well, salvation is a little bit more than just escaping a burning house. When you are saved, you've been freed from sin. You've been freed from sin's habit, its dominion, its consequences, its penalty, its rule over your life. And that's what the enemy strives very hard to prevent the human from experiencing. He just doesn't want you saved. He doesn't care if you do a whole lot of other stuff. Just don't get yourself saved. And I oftentimes try my best to open people's understanding to that concept that when you are getting close, you are working out a desire to be saved. When you're taking action on that. Don't look for Satan to back up. It's as though he's got a target on you. He put the bullseye on you out of all the people on the earth. But when you say, I want to be saved, and I mean I want to be free from sin, I want Satan to no longer have control over my mind, over my life. I no longer want him to direct my path. That really irritates Satan. It irritates the workers of iniquity. Because their goal is not to let anybody escape. Not that grasp that they have. When someone gets delivered from sin, Satan loses that grasp, that hold on that mind. And he doesn't like that. He likes control. He likes to be able to be in control. He uses humanity to irritate Jesus. And say, well, how does he do that? Because every time sinners do something, every time sinners continue in that lifestyle, he knows that angers Jesus. He knows it. He knows how the Lord feels about sin. And he knows what Jesus did to show the sinner that he loves him. And you think about it, you say, well, how does the enemy get at under Jesus' skin on that? Because he say, these are the people that you died for. These are the people that you suffered and bled for. And look how they treat you. Look how they respond to you, all right? Now, as again, we don't want to be that way. We don't want to be that way. Let's look at what I say, Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45 and starting at verse number 18.
But thus saith the Lord that created the heavens.
That's who the creator is Jesus. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about the Lord, you're talking about the self-existent one. Says, thus saith the Lord that did what? That created the heavens. So the same one in Genesis 1:1 is talking over here in Isaiah. Because in Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the what? The heaven and the earth. And then for us to understand, in John 1, It says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were created by Him and for Him, right? That's scripture, right? Then it says that that Word became flesh, right? So the Word spoke the Word. God spoke the world into existence. He said, let there be light. According to the scripture, there was light. Corinthians says He commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Right? That same Word brought light in a dark world. That same Word. And that scripture says that Word became flesh. Or that Word took on flesh and dwelt among us. In other words, it lived among us. We beheld God's glory, that of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Said the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So if you put it all together, Jesus is the Word made flesh, right? The Word was in the beginning, right? The Word spoke the world into existence. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So you put all of it together. Jesus was in the beginning. Jesus created the heaven and the earth. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is God, right? That's true. So I know who's talking here in Isaiah. I have a clear view that when the writer is saying, thus saith the Lord that created the heaven and the earth, it's talking about Jesus. Jesus created the heaven and the earth. Keep going. He didn't have no partners, right? Now you say, well, Scott, I thought it was three gods. There is no three gods. That's what the devil wants you to think, that God has partners. And He already told you, if there's another God, I know not any, right? There's not another. He said, I did this all by myself, right? That's true, saints. He did it all by Himself. He formed the word earth, right? He made it. He did it by Himself, right? Now, you know, ain't nobody but the devil try to get into man's mind and make them think that they're equal with God. That's truth. None of us can allow Satan to fool our brains and make us think that we're equal with the one that brought us into existence. He was here before us, and He's going to be here after us. Everything that is here was here before we got here, right? Earth did not come, you know, as a result of what we thought. Earth is here because Jesus thought it and said, let it be, right? You say, well, Elder Scott, you don't read that in the scriptures, but what do we read? It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, huh? The earth was made by Jesus Himself, right? He didn't have a partner. He didn't have a team. He didn't call down angels to help Him or to assist Him do this. He did it all by Himself, right? Now, that's a witness to you and I, that no matter what we go through in life, whenever we think problems are so big, stuff is so difficult, that we just don't know how we're going to get through it. All you got to do is look at the ground you're standing on, right? And look how the earth is so big, you can't even see it all in one glance, right? Y'all go outside and y'all look across, you can't even see, your vision is limited, right? You can't see but so far. Even when you look up into the heavens, you can't see but so far. Even when you go up there and look at that big old ball of fire, you say, well, I'm this, I'm that. Go up there and stare at that ball of fire and see how long you can stare at it. That thing, it'll humble you. When people done told you, don't you stare at it too long because it'll blind you, right? But that's trying to help you to understand just how powerful Jesus is. What does it mean to say Jesus is God? He is supreme over not some things, but everything, right? It takes wisdom
It takes humility to bring all of my cares to Jesus and lay them humbly at his feet. And let him know, Jesus, I can't figure this stuff out by myself. I need you to do this for me. That's why I love that song, Jesus, fight my battle. Lord, I am in a struggle, and I can't get out of this by myself. You made me, Jesus. I did not make you. You made me, right? Anybody know how to fix me is you. Anybody know how to navigate all this stuff that's going on in my life is you. Right? That's how that you say, well, how do you get on the Lord's good side? That's how you get on his good side. Yes. You let him know just how weak you are. Yes. And how powerful he is. Yes. Right? Yes. Come on, that's good. Uh-huh. That's a good thought to say, Jesus, I'm weak. Uh-huh. And I don't know how to get through this thing. Uh-huh. Huh? Uh-huh. Jesus, my understanding is limited. Uh-huh. And open it up to him. Lord, you know I can't see, but so far. Yeah. Right? Jesus, you know I can't do but so much. Going out there and run as long as you can. You'll pass out on the earth. And let the Lord know, Jesus, I ain't got but so much strength. I'm completely dependent upon you, not just to move, but to exist, right? Without you, I can't do nothing, right? Jesus, I realize you made this earth by yourself. Huh? That's the truth. He created the whole earth and the heavens. He formed it by himself. Yes. Keep going.
And it said he established it.
Yes.
He created it not in vain.
Hold up. Huh? That's what the enemy would love to make you think. That your existence is vain. Huh? Yeah, that it's useless. You being on here on the earth, you were here without a purpose. But you got a purpose. You got a reason to be here. It ain't nobody but the enemy was trying to snatch that reason from out of you. Have a reason to be here on this earth. He told you, I created you. I formed you for my glory. Huh? I made you for you to exalt me. For you to lift me up. Now, everybody ain't going to have a mind to do that. But you got to look at them and say, you're living beneath what Jesus made you to be. He didn't make you to get involved in all this stuff that is down there. It was here before you got here, and it's going to be here after you're gone. But what? Why was I here? Why am I created? For his glory. So that I can exalt Jesus by the life that I live. By the service that I'm able to render to him. Only thing trying to rob me from that is sin, right? Sin is trying to rob you from giving Jesus his glory. Huh? Oh, yeah, you know it's the truth. Sin robs you. Sin makes you get all entangled in mess when it is an opportunity for you to do what? Glorify Jesus. Huh? He done told you, let everything that has breath do what? Praise him. You know when that mess starts to brewing, it tries to remove your brain from praising Jesus. Huh? It don't want you to praise the Lord. It don't want you to find something to be glad about Jesus. Huh? Because sin just wants you to focus on that stuff. But you got to learn to step out of that stuff. That's what we're talking about. You put your mind on Jesus. That's what we're talking about. We're not telling you that the Lord is going to remove all the stuff from around you. But you got to change the way you're looking at it. You got to change your brain thought process. You got to change the way you are thinking about this stuff. Say, I got to find a way to praise Jesus. Even in the midst of when the devil is trying to rob me. And make me think I can't do this. Yes, I can praise him. Yes, I can thank Jesus for his goodness and for his mercy. Huh? His love and his kindness shown to who? Me, right? Somebody else may not want to do it, but I can thank him for his love and his kindness shown to who? Me, right? That's true. Lord brought me in this world by myself. And he's going to take me out by myself. Huh? At the end of the day, he already said, he's going to have the desire for the work of his hand. Aren't you? That's who you are. You are the work of Jesus. He formed you in your mother's womb. Huh? He put his breath inside of you. Huh? He said he lighteth every man. Huh? See, the world trying to make you think you less than. Because you're black, because you're a woman, or because of it, because you ain't got no hair. He trying to make you think you're less than. But you got to say, no, Jesus formed me. He loved me so much, he put his breath inside of me. He gave me all the tools I need to praise him. Huh? He said, let everything that have breath do what? You got all the tools you need to praise Jesus, right? Be glad about Jesus. Huh? Oh, yeah, that devil be trying to make you think about the stuff. The stuff that might not be going nowhere. But I got to change the way I think about it. Huh? To realize, why did Jesus put me here? Why am I here? He said, I created this earth. I formed it, right? And I didn't form it in vain. Huh? I formed this earth for this earth to be inhabited. See how sin just trying to set up camp? Huh? Y'all remember that song? I think Shirley Caesar sang that song. Satan, your kingdom must come down. You ought to see it. You ought to see it all around you. How the devil be trying to set up dominion. I know people don't even think about that word when they think about Satan, your kingdom got to come down. Well, take time to think about these words. Even the ones that may be singing, they may not even thought about it. But you got to think about the words. The kingdom. What is a kingdom? The rulers. That it means that one person wants to have dominion. Huh? And you got to see how Satan has orchestrated this stuff. How he's playing, how he's developed strategy all around you to try to take your mind off of Jesus. Huh? Whether it be through your job, through your neighborhood, all of it, it's got a purpose. What is this stuff all around me trying to do? Trying to take my mind from serving the Lord Jesus. Huh? Don't want me to be at peace with Jesus. Huh? Come on. Satan don't want you to be at peace with Jesus. He wants you to stay in conflict with him. He wants the Lord to be at a complete disagreement with you. Huh? But you got to say within yourself, no, I don't want to make Jesus unhappy. I don't want Jesus to be unhappy with my life. Huh? I don't want Jesus to be sad when he looks at Stephen. I want Jesus to be happy. I want Jesus to smile when he looks at me. Say, how in the world are you going to make Jesus smile? I got to let the Lord know, Jesus, I don't want to stay in sin. I know I was born in it. I know I'm in it because of my mom and my daddy. I know I'm in it because of Adam and Eve. They disobeyed you. They did something different than what you told them to do. And Jesus, just because they did it, I don't want to live that way. Huh? I need you to deliver me from that nature, that tendency, that attraction that's inside of me to want to be against you, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Come on, that's true. Lord, you made me. Huh? Come on, read a little bit more. Yes.
I am the Lord and there is none
else. Huh? Y'all got that in your mind? There's none beside Jesus. Y'all believe that? There's none beside Jesus. I don't care how hard and how bold Satan tries to bogart his way into my life. Huh? There's none beside Jesus. Huh? Satan is not even a match for Jesus. He may be a match for you, but he's not no match for Jesus. Huh? He may make you nervous, but he don't make Jesus nervous. So the key is to make sure I get up under Jesus. Get up under someone that's more powerful than you. Huh? That's the truth. I know the enemy be messing people's minds up, making them think that they can go to war with Satan. You can't go to war with Satan. Huh? Don't you realize that angelic beings realize that they couldn't even go to war with Satan? Huh? Michael was an angel with authority. And what did he say? I dare not rebuke him, but the Lord do it. Huh? In other words, there's a greater authority than I have. And you have to get within yourself and say, I am limited in my ability. I am limited in my power. I cannot figure out all of this stuff by myself. Huh? Come on, all of the things that may be going on in your life, you can't figure this stuff out by yourself. You got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of Jesus. You got to say, Lord Jesus, I can't be exalted unless you do it, right? What does exalted mean? I can't be lifted up unless you lift me up, right? David said, Lord, you brought me up out of a horrible pit and set my feet on a solid rock, right? That's the truth. You got to humble yourself. You got to get beyond what you're going through.
You got to look beyond all the gray. You got to look beyond all the confusion. And you got to see Jesus. Huh? You got to see him. You got to see him just as he is. Huh? See him as he is out. See him with all power. See him with all authority, right? There's nothing too hard for you, Jesus. Right? Go down the Lord's resume and say, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Huh? I don't care how hard things, there's nothing too hard for Jesus. When I look at your resume, Jesus, and see how great and powerful you are, there's nothing too hard for you, right? Now, I can't put that in you. You got to put it in yourself. You got to have that kind of mind for yourself, that there's nothing too hard for Jesus. I don't care how difficult it may seem. When I look at Jesus' resume and consider my resume, it does not compare. There's no comparison. In all the things that we ever do in this life, we'll never do anything as great as Jesus. Y'all believe that? I don't care how far they go up in the solar system, they'll never get to the feet of Jesus. They'll never see him. They will never see Jesus. He's so far away, there's nothing created that can get to him unless he permits it. He said, nobody can come to me unless I do what? You need the Holy Ghost to draw you to Jesus, right? You can't come into holiness unless the Lord draws you to it. That's why I say you need to know how privileged and honored you are. You got to know that the Lord blessed you. Out of all the people in the earth, the Lord blessed you to be drawn to him. Out of all the people you know, all the people you socialize with, he blessed you to be drawn to who? A place that is called out by his name. Place where he put his name at. Lord put his name right here. Come on, that's the truth. You are a witness. You know it. You say, if I don't know nothing else about them folk over there, I know they keep calling on Jesus. I know everything about them is just Jesus, Jesus. They sing about him. They pray to him. They talk about him. They testify. Everywhere. The Lord put his name here. And we're doing our best. You know that song say, I'm doing the best I can. Doing all I can to hold up his name. Are you tired? Yeah, you may be tired. You got stuff going on, yeah, but I'm doing the best I can to keep lifting up the name of Jesus. I don't want the Lord's name to go down, right? I don't want his name to go down. I want his name to stay exalted. I want Jesus to know I need something to look up to. In the midst of all that is going on, I need something to look up to. Well, what in the world are you going to do? I've got to look up at his name. I got to let the Lord know, Lord, your name is my deliverance. Your name is my salvation. Salvation means deliverance, preservation, healing, soundness, safe. Your name is my salvation, right? That's true. That's true. Keep me moving.
I have not spoken in secret.
The Lord ain't got no mysteries. Not no mysteries that he won't reveal to you. He'll show you who he is. If you just humble yourself before him, he'll show you who he is. I guarantee you get down on your knees and you call on him with a sincere heart, he will show you who he is. With the elder scutter, but this is not the time right now to get on our knees, but you can get on your knees in your mind. Y'all remember at the house of Cornelius while Peter was preaching, somebody was on their knees in their mind. All in their mind, they were on their knees calling on Jesus while Peter was preaching, right?
Hallelujah.
While Peter was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on him.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Holy Ghost dominated.
Jesus, Jesus.
Y'all understand that? Holy Ghost had rule.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's all. We would say, what are y'all in here calling Jesus? We just want the Holy Ghost to have rule. I just want the Holy Ghost to dominate. I want to move myself out of the way so that Jesus can have rule. Rule in who? In me. I can't worry about who else is tarrying beside me. I need him to have rule in me. I need him to rule my life. That's the truth. I want him to dominate.
all the stuff, all the issues, all the concerns. I want to get up off that altar with a confidence, huh? That Jesus is able, huh? That Jesus, if it can get done, Jesus can do it, huh? Come on, that's the truth, saints. Come on, read me a little bit more.
In secret, yes. Dark place of the earth.
Yes.
I said down unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain.
Huh? Lord ain't telling you to seek him in vain. How can I seek him? I just got to seek him with all of your heart. Lord, the scripture done told you, you'll seek me and find me. When you search for me with what? You can't have step. You can't do this when it's convenient for you. You got to let the Lord know, Jesus, you are priority. You are number one. Huh? Nobody else don't want it. I need you, Jesus. Huh? Come on, saints. You got to have that kind of mind. You say, Elder Scott, I want the Holy Ghost. This is how you receive the Holy Ghost. You got to let the Lord know, Jesus, you are number one. Mother, father, sister, brother, husband, houses, land don't want it. Lord Jesus, I want it. Huh? You got to let the Lord know, Jesus, you are number one in my life, right? Don't nobody else want to be saved. I want to be saved. Right? That's right. Said you'll seek me and find me when you search for me. What does it look like to search for him with all of your heart? Lord, in this example, that woman lost that coin. She searched her house. Huh? All day. Then when the sun started going down, she lit a candle. She didn't stop her mission. She was on a mission to find that lost coin. Huh? You got to be on a mission to find Jesus. Huh? You want Jesus to rule in every area of your life. Huh? You say, well, I done got my hands under control. My hands don't do what they used to do no more. But my feet, they're a little shaky. Huh? You need to seek Jesus till he gets your feet under control. Huh? Hey, well, Elder Scott, my feet are fine and my hands are fine. But that mind, huh? My mind gets off track every now and then. See, you need to seek Jesus so that every area of your life can come up under his rule, up under his dominion, so that when he looks at you, you can testify. Lord, I've been saved. Huh? Lord, I've been delivered. Huh? Delivered from what? I've been brought out from sin. Sin's habit, its dominion, its control. It no longer rules me. If sin is not ruling you, ain't nobody left but Jesus. Huh? If you're not choosing Jesus, you're choosing sin. And you ought to say, I don't want sin to have its way in my life. I don't want it to have its way in my life no more. Wicked got to forsake his way. You got to forsake your way. You got to stop trying to do it your way. You got to stop trying to think you can outsmart Satan. You can't outsmart the devil. You realize that devil been here longer than you. He done seen generation after generation. All the stuff you going through, he done seen it time and time again. He knows just how to set you up to cause you to fail. Huh? Come on, you ain't the only one. This ain't the first time a human been on earth. People been on here since the days of Adam. And he's been studying humanity out. Right on, told you he's been going up and down in the earth since the beginning of time, seeking whom he can devour, right? That's the truth. He's coming after you like a roaring lion. Huh? Oh, lion ain't there to play with you. He's there to gobble you up. Huh? One writer said the devil desires to have you, that he can sift you like wheat. In other words, break you up. Huh? Come on! If there was anything consistent to you, he wants to break you up. Huh? So the point that where you feel you have nothing left to offer Jesus. Huh? That's true. That's how he did to Judas. He broke Judas all the way up. To the point Judas said, I have nothing left to offer you. Huh? I don't have a life to offer you, Jesus. Huh? Then what else is there left for me to do but to die? Huh? Who came for you to die? Nobody but the devil. Huh? Thief coming not but for to do what? Still kill. Jesus, I'm coming that you might have life. But you've got to want it, right? You've got to want life more than anything else, right? You got to want life. You got to seek after the life with all of your heart. You got to realize Jesus is my life. And the life is more than just breathing. Life is more than just moving. I need to have life in my soul. The real me. What is the real you? The part of me that knows, that understands. I need life inside of my soul. Right? Come on, saints, that's the truth. You need life all the way down inside your soul. And the only one that can put it down in there is the Lord Jesus, right? He said, I will dwell in you, right? That's life coming to dwell way in you. Huh? You need Jesus to dwell way down on the inside of you. You need him to be active, moving, walking up and down inside of you. Huh? And sister said that this morning, quickening. Huh? Quicken, making your body know. Huh? I'm alive. I'm not dead. I'm alive. Why are you alive? Because I got Jesus living down on the inside. Huh? That's the truth, saints. And you can be alive without a dime in your pocket. Just have Jesus living down on the inside of you, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Have Jesus living down on the inside. Absolutely. Come on, keep me reading, keep me moving, keep me moving.
And it says, I, the Lord, speak righteousness.
Yeah, what does the Lord do? He speaks righteousness. He declares the things that are right. Man, you better leave holiness alone if you don't want to do what's right. You better leave it alone and walk on out there and say, Satan, take me. Because if you come to Jesus, you got to have a mind that we're going to do it what's right, right? We got to do what is right. Even when it hurts your pride, you got to do what is right. Even when it means you got to take the low road, I've got to do what is right, right? That's the truth. Man, it's the truth. You got to say the Lord stands for righteousness, and he, at the end of the day, is going to do what is right. Keep reading a little bit more. Come on. Everybody don't want this. You see him running from it. But you can't run from righteousness. Righteousness will find you out. Either you let righteousness save you, or it's going to judge you in the end. Y'all believe that? I believe it. I believe if you don't let righteousness save you, it's going to judge you in the end. What does righteous judgment look like? Scripture said, hell have enlarged herself. She has opened up her mouth without measure. Who's down there? The mean man. The mighty man. All of his pomp. All of his glory. All of his pride. That haughty man. That man that is lifted up in all of his wealth. That man that is consumed with all of his knowledge. Come on, saints. The only ones that ain't going to hell are those that don't realize that I have nothing, Lord Jesus. I am nothing without you, Lord Jesus. I can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. That's the only ones that will escape the wrath. Those that keep walking around thinking that they're the most, to say the least. Thinking that they have to live for everybody else but Jesus. Thinking they're trying to keep up with everybody else but Jesus. Heaven is not for you. Righteousness is not for you. The right way is not for you. Come on, saints. This right way has no pride. This right way is for the humble minded. Those that are the lowest state. The poor in heart. Come on, saints. Those that are hungry and thirsty. That's who this way is for. Those that are hungry and thirsty for what? For righteousness. For what is right. Even when you don't understand, I want to do what is right, right? Righteousness keeps you up all night long. Righteousness makes you fall on your face and cry out to Jesus, right? As righteousness makes you turn your face to the wall. Come on, righteousness does it. Righteousness keeps you low. Even when the other man want to jump on the horse and say how great they are, righteousness falls to the earth and say, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy on me, right? righteousness does that. Righteousness realized I own nothing. Huh? I own nothing. Nothing belongs to me. Huh? The Lord's grace and His mercy is only lending it to me to see what I do with it, right? I own nothing, right? Earth is Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. The fullness. Y'all understand? Everything in it belongs to Jesus. I'm not going to let this stuff take me to hell. Huh? I'm not going to let this stuff separate me from Jesus. Huh? What are you willing to give in exchange for your own soul? Huh? My soul is too important. Huh? My soul is too valuable. I want my soul to live. Huh? Don't you realize when you come into holiness, you're saying, Lord, I want my soul to live, right? I don't want my soul to die. I want my soul to do what? Live. Huh? Come on. What is life? Godliness with contentment. Huh? That's when you're moving up in life. When you know who Jesus is and you learn to just be what? Content. Man, take everything I got. Just let me know who Jesus is. And let me learn to be what? Content. Huh? In whatever state that I'm in. Huh? Having food or raiment, right? Y'all understand that? Oh, Lord help you. The Lord help you.
Amen.
Lord open up your understanding.
Yes.
So that you can clearly see the realities of life. Mm-hmm. Huh? Come on. Yes. What is the realities of life? Elder Scudder, you brought nothing into this world.
Right.
And it's certain you're not going to take nothing with you. You can't pay your way into the kingdom. Huh? You can't sugarcoat your way into the kingdom. Huh? Come on. You can't bat your eyes at Jesus. Huh? You can't blow kissy faces at Jesus and think you're going to get by with him. He told you got to be born again. Born above what? Water? That's the only way you're going to get in that door, right? Huh? I don't care who you are and what your last name is, right? You've got to be born again, right? Born above what? Water? Got to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. For what reason? For the remission. For the removal of sin. You got to come up out that water walking in the newness of life. New attitude about life. Huh? Realize, Lord, I've been bought with a price. I'm no longer my own. Who do you belong to? The blood of Jesus is on me, right? And I'm glad I'm up under the blood, right? Lord said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I won't bring you into condemnation, right? There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? In Christ Jesus, right? Who walk not after the flesh, right? You got to live differently. You got to humble yourself. You say, I got the water. You got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself and seek after the Jesus. You got to seek after Jesus with everything inside of you. You got to come about that water with an appetite. You say, well, this kind of, do I have to wait for the water to get it? No, you got to just have an appetite. You got to have an appetite for Jesus that goes beyond everything. You got to let the Lord know, I put nothing before you, Lord Jesus. Nothing is more important to me than you, Lord Jesus. Huh? Not the love of my spouse, not the love of my children, not my job, not my bank account, not my education. I put nothing before you. Nothing is more important to me than you, Jesus. That's why Peter was able to tell you to save yourself. Save yourself. Get in a hurry. Save yourself. Huh? Mother don't want it, save yourself. Y'all understand that? Father don't want it, save yourself. Don't you realize there's a lot of families in hell? Huh? But you got to be the one. Huh? You got to be the one to break the family reunion. You got to be the one to break the family reunion. Say, if they don't want it, I want to be saved. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Assemble yourselves together. You won't be alone. Isn't that a beautiful thing about this way of holiness? You won't be alone. You'll have somebody else that wants it right along with you. Huh? You'll find brothers and sisters all around the earth. Somebody somewhere want to be saved. Somebody somewhere want to do what is right. Somebody somewhere want to live a righteous and a holy and an upright life, right? Somebody somewhere want to please Jesus. Not just in the word, but in the deed, right? Somebody somewhere want the whole life to be dedicated to serving Jesus, right? You won't be alone. But you got to assemble yourselves together. Huh? Assemble yourselves together with him. Huh? Come. Draw near to Jesus. Isn't that what James said? Draw near to him. And the Lord will draw near to you. Huh? Cleanse your hands. Huh? In other words, you got to have a mind to stop all that wrong stuff. You got to have a mind to want to do what is right. Cleanse your hands, right? Stop looking to place blame on everybody else and see where did I come up short. Jesus, I'm short, right? I have sinned, right? I have come up short of your glory, right? Yeah, that's the truth. Don't look for blame. See the errors of your own ways. I'm drawing nigh to Jesus. Cleanse your hands, O ye sinners. Huh? Purify your hearts, you double-minded people. Huh? Can't live on both sides of the fence. I know you're living around a bunch of people that are living on both sides of the fence and think they're going to get by a righteous judge that's going to judge you by the standard of righteousness, right? He's prepared his throne for judgment. He's going to judge this whole world by the standard of righteousness. He's going to judge you by what is right. He's going to give you just what you do, right? He ain't going to sugarcoat it. Huh? He's going to give you just what you do. It's up for you to use your time wisely and get your house in order. Get on that street called straight. Ask the Lord to straighten out your crooked ways. Huh? Y'all have a mind to say that? Lord Jesus, look me over and straighten out my crooked ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. Straighten out my crooked ways. Huh? Purify my ungodly heart. Huh? Come on. Purify my ungodly. That heart that ain't like you, Lord Jesus. Take it away from me, right? Remove all of the hatred. Remove all of the malice. Take away all the bitter. Huh? Take it away from me, Lord Jesus. I don't want to be that way, right? That's the truth, saints.
Yes.
Want the Lord to take all that stuff that's not like him out of you. Huh? That's the truth. You want the Lord to purify your heart. Purify your mind. Huh? Why? Because you got to let him know, Lord, I got a hope to go back with you. I don't want to lose my hope. Huh? That very one that I may be paying attention to you, done sold themselves to sin. They done made up their mind that they don't want to live. But Lord Jesus, I want to live. Huh? I want to live, right?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, thanks. This thing is serious.
Yes. Jesus.
I want to live.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Even when your children don't want to live. You got to say within yourself, Lord, I want to live. Huh? I want to live, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to die in my sin.
That's it. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to live.
Yes.
I want to live. Was that the truth? Huh?
Hey.
I want to live.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Much as I want my children saved, I can't put it in them.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to follow them to hell.
Jesus.
Y'all understand that?
Jesus.
I love them.
Jesus.
I love them.
Hallelujah.
I love them. Don't you even try to question whether I love my children. But I'm not going to let them take me to hell. Huh? Come on. And I'm trying to put it inside of them. I know you love your mom. I know you love your daddy. But don't you let me take you to hell. Huh? What you need to do is save yourself. Huh? Save yourself, right? It's not worth it. Huh? It's not worth it, right? Save yourself. Save yourself. Huh? Even if you got to walk alone, save yourself. Huh? It's good to know you're not going to be alone anyway. Because you have Jesus living down on the inside of you. Huh? But at the end of the day, you got to make up your mind. I got to be saved from myself. Huh? Assemble yourselves together. Come on, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Yes. I'm going to close up my book. Yeah. What is the Lord trying to help you to do? Huh? Come on, saints. That's what salvation is. This is what he's trying to help you to do. He's trying to pull you out of that mess. Huh? That mess of confusion. That mess of turmoil, right? That mess that don't mean no good. Your inheritance is among those that are sanctified. Huh? Those that got a mind to exalt Jesus. That's where you belong at, right? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad I know where I belong. Huh? I'm so glad I know where I belong at.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad I know where I belong at. Some of yourselves together and come. Don't let a dog be more smarter than you are. Huh? Simple obedience. Huh? Come on, saints. Simple obedience. What is the obedient thing to do? He tell you to come. Don't make no excuses. Huh? Don't set no prerequisites over a God that can judge you. A God that can turn his face against you. Huh? A God that can turn a deaf ear to you. Don't set no prerequisites with him. Don't you even try that. Huh? Don't you think you're smart enough to outsmart him, right? Don't put no stipulations on Jesus. Don't be like the fool called Thomas and put stipulations on Jesus. What did Thomas say? I will not believe unless I put my hands on him. Unless I see him, right? Huh? I'm not going. Don't you be like that. Don't be like that. Take the Lord for what he's telling you to do. Assemble yourselves together. Come. Ye that have done what? You did good this morning. Why? Because you got out from wherever you was at. Huh? You got out from wherever you was at. Huh? Why are you here? Because you escaped. Amen. Sister told you, if it was up to that house, that house would have held you captive. Huh? And it would have used the chains called bed. Huh? To keep you what? Captive. Huh? Come on. Thinking that you can get by with Jesus, right? Lord don't want to hear your excuses. You got to let the Lord know I'm serious about this thing. Even if I got to start all 2 o'clock in the morning walking. Huh? Get there the best way you can. Huh? There was a need to sit down on the side of the road. Then you get the strength to get back up again. Let the Lord know, Jesus, I'm serious about this thing. I want my soul to be saved. Come. What else does it say?
And it says here, Jesus, in the state of the nations, they have no knowledge.
Hold up. Now you be honest. You be honest. Go where the Lord brought you out of and see, do they know who Jesus is? Huh? See if they talking about Jesus. See if they are encouraging you. Saying to you, Jesus can bring you through. Jesus can lift you up. Why ain't you getting it? Because they have no what? No knowledge. What do they do? See how you bless saints? Jesus is a God that what? Can save you. Read a little bit more.
Tell ye and bring them in. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from an ancient time. Who have told it from that time.
Yes.
Have not I.
Come on, is this your testimony, saints? Yes. When you got the Holy Ghost, who do you have? Mm-hmm. I've got the Lord. Right. Huh? Yeah. Come on, the devil don't want you to know who you have. Right. The devil wants you to think you're like them. Mm-hmm. But remember, who you have escaped.
That's right.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Even though I'm walking with them, I've escaped. I'm not like you. Huh? Huh? You think you better than me? It's Jesus. It ain't nobody but Jesus. I got Jesus just like you. You do? There's no peace in my God to the wicked. The wicked are like a troubled sea, whose waters cannot rest. Life casts up nothing but a bunch of mire and... do y'all believe that? Huh? That's what the book says, right? Call it for what it is, right? Call it for what it is. Come on, you can finish up that verse. I ain't going to hold y'all no more. Oh, there's no what?
No God else beside me.
Yeah.
A just God.
What is Jesus?
And
what is Jesus?
And there is none beside me.
That's it.
Look to unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the
ain't that a beautiful thing, saints? There's none. Come on, y'all should have that highlighted in your book. Don't look to nobody else. Can't nobody else deliver you but the Lord Jesus. It was nobody but the Lord gave us the mind to deal with this thing. Talking about Jesus is salvation. Because we're not living in the earth, especially during the time where people are encouraging you to seek after Jesus. They want you to be a part of this. They want you to be a part of that. They pull you here. They pull you there. But once you get there, tell the truth. What are you getting? What are they preaching to you? What are they? Whose direction are they pointing you in? Another man? Huh? A God that is made of wood that can't save? Huh? Jesus is telling you he is the Savior. Jesus is telling you he is just. Huh? Right? That's right. He's fair. Amen, Lord Jesus. Even when he come down hard on me, he's fair. Right? He ain't gonna do no more to me than what I'm do. Amen, Jesus. He ain't doing no more to me than what I am doing. When I look back over my life, oh, Lord, you owe me so much more than what you're giving me. And I thank you for being merciful, right? Huh? Yeah. Oh, come on. Don't play no games. You know you. He's just. Huh? He's righteous. And he will do what he'll say. But you got to seek him. You can't let it all be on Jesus. Nah, man, you got to do your part. You got to seek the Lord with what? All of your heart. Huh? You got to forsake your ways. You got to forsake your thoughts. And you got to come to Jesus, right? Stop delaying it. You got to do your part. Whenever the assembly has gathered together, you got to make your way in here, right? And even if you got to crawl, get through the doors. Huh? Amen, Lord Jesus, right? Get through the doors, because you got to let the Lord know, Lord, I'm seeking you with what? Not some of my heart. Not some of it. You got to let the Lord know I'm giving you 100%. Just like you gave me 100%, Jesus, I'm giving you what? 100%. I'm presenting my very what? Body. As a what? A living. I don't belong to myself. I have been bought with a what? Not silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. Right? This salvation is so sweet. You can be saved without a dime in your pocket. Huh? Y'all understand that? That was Psalm Isaiah 55 and 1. I believe it's Isaiah 55 and 1. Say, hold everyone to thirst. Huh? I think that's 55 and 1. I don't want to quote it wrong.
Yep. Hold everyone that thirsts.
Uh-huh. Come to the water. He that have what?
No money. Come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without
money. See, that's the problem. See, people in these households of faith have turned salvation into a dollar. Yeah. Making you think you can buy your way into it. The Lord don't need your money. Y'all understand this?
Amen.
People be thinking they hurting Jesus' feelings. We gonna keep church back. You don't keep the Lord's church back. Jesus said the gates of hell is not gonna prevail against this.
That's what he said. Thank you,
Jesus. Don't get fooled by this stuff, saints. Focus on the Lord Jesus. Seek Jesus with everything inside of you. Do your part. Forsake your ways. Forsake your thoughts. Find out, am I doing the things that Jesus tells me to do? Am I obeying what he's telling me in his word? Am I submitting to his authority? Am I coming up under his counsel? Huh? Psalms chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is where? In the law of the Lord. And in that law he doth meditate both what? You've got to do your part. You've got to do your part, saints, all right? Trust y'all got something out of the word. Have the word in your heart. You may not sin against Jesus. I enjoyed this morning.